H-Town. What up, man? It's 97.9 The Box. Your homie Key West in the building right now. Darone Music in the studio. What's up, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm good, man. Just got through rocking Dallas last night out here in the H, you feel me? You know, I've been out on the West Coast lately, so I'm back in Texas for a little bit, so it feels good to be home.
Yeah, you actually moved to L.A., right?
Yeah. I'm out in L.A. working on the new Texafornia project and pushing a new single that I got out right now.
Tell me about the title, man, because I'm from the Bay, and I got the same mindset, too, where I want to see Texas and California, you know, really work with each other, because we're the two biggest states.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you got the two biggest states behind you, there shouldn't be too much stopping you after that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what it's about, man. Texafornia, you know, combining both of the states together, you feel me? I live both in Dallas and L.A., so it's easy for me to paint a picture. And I blew up in the Bay Area, you feel me? Ice Cream Paint Job blew up in the Bay Area.
Wow.
So, you know, I know a lot about the Bay. I know a lot about L.A., and, of course, I know about Texas. I stayed here in Houston. I went to Prairie View from Dallas, you feel me? And, you know, it's just so that's
crazy.
My whole movement. It just makes sense for me to do it.
You know, I didn't know that, man. I didn't know Ice Cream Paint Shop blew up in the Bay, because I was at the station it blew up at. Was Wild 94.9 in San Francisco.
Wild 94, and shout out to KML, too. I know that was your rival.
KML was showing love, too. Yeah, the whole Bay.
Those were my first spins out there. I never got played anywhere on radio anywhere. But see, a lot of people didn't know that. But DJ A-Man, he found that record on MySpace and just blew it up. You know
that
what
was
saying?
A big record out there, man.
Yeah. So, you know, with that being said, my whole movement is this Texafornia movement. And now I got the new single popping. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa, the new single La 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 featuring Wiz Khalifa. So we're just working right now.
Yeah, produced by the homies Playing Skills, man. And I've had the record in my hand for a minute, man. It's a hot record.
Yeah. So, you know, we're just now putting the wheels on it and finna go.
What's the type of sound that you're going for these days, man?
Texafornia, you know, it's kind of like I'm kind of combining both of the sounds, like picture Texas sound mixed with a West Coast sound, you feel me? Because I always been up tempo, but I always had my Southern sound, you know what I'm talking about? So it's kind of like combining those together and doing me at the same time. And I think it's going to create a whole unique sound and a whole new wave.
Right, yeah. You know, the way with the Cali sound, they're very more upbeat, like, you know, on the 90 BPM.
Yeah,
very club friendly, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I came out on, you feel me? 90 BPM. I started slower. Like, you know, my first single was the Walk That Walk record. That was a huge record out here in Houston.
Yeah, Walk
in Dallas,
That
you know,
Walk,
I'm talking about
slow,
and then I came up with some faster records. So I always been on the up-tempo tip.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, yeah, I like the record too, club friendly, but you know, I feel like Texas, they deliver more on the lyrics, but like as far as the club scene, it's a little bit more difficult for other markets to rock with us because we kind of have our own sound that's unique to the South.
Exactly.
So, yeah, to see them combined is definitely a good thing. I mean, that's what's up. And congratulations to your Mavericks. Barely snuck in the playoffs.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Mavericks, man. I'd love to see that. But hopefully, man, we might pull something off.
Come on, man. Are you serious? You know what's cool is that you play another Texas team. You play San Antonio.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad to see us make it. Like, we had a rough season, and to see us sneak in and get in there, I'm just glad to say we're in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, well, at least you guys are the underdog. Because usually when you get in there, you're the favorites, and that doesn't work out too well most of the time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got us a ring a few years ago, so, you know, that really made us give us a little –
I still can't believe y'all got a ring, man.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I
a lot
keep
of people
forgetting
can't believe.
That.
Yeah, man. I remember the city was turned up, man. I had the official Mavericks song that year and everything.
Look, man, I still ain't been to Dallas. I got to go to Dallas one time. The only thing, this is what I'm afraid of, the snow.
Yeah, well, see, that's the stigma. We never, the weekends of those big events, Super Bowl, All-Star weekend, where it was snowing, was like the first time that was happening like that, you feel me?
Didn't it just snow like last week, though? Like, people were tweeting pics from Dallas. They were
I wasn't in Dallas. You know, I've been in L.A.
You've been in L.A., I would move, too.
Yeah.
But that wasn't. See, I can't handle the snow.
It's really just Texas. You know, we just be having some bipolar weather. You know, it'd be cold one
it's
day,
crazy.
Hot the next day, snow, rain. You know, it's just bipolar. It can't make up his mind.
That's the only thing I'm afraid of. So I'm trying to hold off to the summertime to get out there and go start networking out there in Dallas when I know it's going to be safe weather. I grew up in Cali.
When you come, holler at me. You know, even if I'm not out there, I'll make sure I link you with the right people to go to the right places, food places, and everything.
We got to do that, man, because I'm going to have no idea where to go, man. Like, as far as food... Like, who has
man,
the better food,
start,
bro?
Man.
I'm be honest here, man.
I'm
going to
be honest
Dallas
on the chicken
food.
Tip. You know, everybody say that, you know, because everybody got the hype with the Timmy Chins and the Frenchies out here, but it ain't how. It has nothing on Rudy's Chicken. And I ain't saying that because I'm from Dallas. I stayed in Houston, and I ate Timmy Chins.
Well, we got Rudy's out here, too.
Nah, y'all don't have the Rudy's we have. That's a different Rudy's.
That's
you know
different
what
Rudy's,
saying?
All right.
Yeah, nah, this is the spot where it's only one, you feel me? We got that. Then we got a lot of barbecue places, TD's, Records Barbecue, Hardeman Barbecue. pop. Well, of course, we all got the Papados. You feel me? So that's, you know. But when I'm in Cali, it's no Papados. So when I come to Texas, that's like one of my first places to go.
Look, man, Cali got some cool food, man. I think Cali got. They got great seafood and they got great pasta.
Exactly.
But everything else,
Cali on the health tip too. You feel me? When I'm getting a whole lot much healthier just staying out there. Everybody, you know, working out, everybody eating right. So that's what Cali about.
Everybody's like, let's go have some tofu for lunch. I'm like, yo, man, that's fill me up.
Yeah.
Man, when I come to Dallas, man, you know, the big thing with me in Houston and Dallas is that I like to see us work together more on stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and as far as like, I know that we got love for the artists out there and you got love for us and so forth, but I like to see us kind of get on the same tip of pushing the same music or just, you know, if Dallas is getting behind you on a record, I want us to get behind you on a record too.
Exactly.
And vice versa, you know?
Yeah, man, we definitely need that. And, you know, that's kind of the whole point of this Texifornia movement. It's just to show unity. You know what I'm talking about? It's showing that you can work with people and work with different cities and different cultures, different states. That's the whole point. And Dallas and Houston, we supposed to be doing that. We Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And we combine those movements together, we can make a real big impact in the music industry across the world.
What do you think needs to happen for that all? I mean, a lot of people have to get on the same page, but what really needs to break through on?
It starts with this. It starts with the conversation, then it starts with artists like myself to really, you know, really go out and do it. You know, get with other artists, and I've been, you know, I've done records with, you know, the Kirkos, the Slim Thugs, and you know, we got records that, mm-hmm. but we just need to combine and make it a movement. You know what I'm saying? Like really stick with some stuff and really just do it. This is just about doing it.
Yeah,
we see each other all the time, so the vibes is good. Everybody is good in the state. You know what I'm talking about? It's just that we ain't really just put down and sat down or got together and be like, hey, let's start this Texas movement back up and let's do it this way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I want to be one of the people, one of the artists that, you know, kind of put that together.
Absolutely, man. I think you were actually the first Texas artist I really like attached to because you came from my old station, man. So
Shout out to the Bay Area, man. That's another home, too.
It's kind of like the Bay is like, I feel like the Bay is the H-Town of Texas, you know what I mean?
Well, I thought it was the opposite. It's like the Bay is more like the Dallas and L.A. is more like the Houston because you know, it's with the hype, you know what I'm talking about? But at the same time, you know, it's just a similarity. Texas and California got a lot of similarities to where when I'm out there in Cali, it was easy for me to adjust. You know, I would go to New York and all that, and it's just tough for to adjust, go to, you know, different places in the East Coast.
Right.
But when I hit that West Coast and hit Cali, I'm like, all right, you know, it's different from Texas, but I can, it's a lot of similarities. I can get used to this.
The only reason I said that was because when I moved to Texas, everybody's like, where are you moving, Dallas? And then when I go back home, everybody's like, oh, where are you going, L.A.? I'm like, and it's like,
because
the two cities
always
that get forgotten is, you know, the Bay or San Francisco Bay Area and H-Town. But, you know what I mean? We're two huge, I mean, all four of us are four big cities, you know?
Yeah, it's like the four top. Like, you know, the Bay is like the number four market. L.A. is the number two market. Dallas, Fort Worth is number five, and Houston number six. Combined with Dallas and Fort Worth is right and make it a little bigger than Houston, but they really about the same size when you're talking about the dollar market. You feel me? So, you know, you got four top 10 markets that we just talking about right here in four cities. So
we in
combining
there, you know?
It, combining
we all got some relationship just me and you already with that.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So combining the movement, that means a lot of money for one, and that means just a lot of exposure, and it means a new, fresh movement that I've never seen before.
Yeah, and I think that definitely needs to happen. We just got too much talent out here. Now, as far as Dallas, who's some of the young cats to watch out for in Dallas right now?
Man, you know, the Primetime Click makes some noise, man. Shout out to Young Nation. Shout out to Ace Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Making a lot of noise. It's the homie Fat Pimp out there working. You know, Lil Runny out there working. It's some homies, there's some cats out there working. But right now, we just initiating the Primetime Click, man. We emphasizing on that. So y'all look out for that. Y'all hear me say it in a lot of songs. But now, we're about to see the whole movement.
I got
to
check them out, man. See, and a lot of things like that are popping in Dallas, I may not necessarily know of off top, man, because I maybe it just hasn't made it down here or situation, man, or I'm just not focused on what's happening out there. And maybe that's a problem too, man. It's like we got to put more focus, got to have a better communication between the cities. Like, yo, these are the dudes you need to look out for. And, you know, H-Town needs to say the same thing. Hey, these dudes, we need to get behind them. So
Exactly. So that's what we're going to do, man. We're going to take it from ticks and take it from words and just take it to actions from there. You know
what
I'm saying?
Do you think the sound needs to become... Needs to adjust more to what you're doing as far as like the club-friendly sound? Or?
Nah, I think it's just we use our unique sound that we already got and we bend it a little bit. Man, we kind of stretch it out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we try and do the same thing that we already done.
Yeah.
And I don't think that work. I feel like you use the elements of what we got and our resources and our sound, and then we put our own unique style with it. That's what I think the new sound should be, and that's what I'm doing with my sound.
Absolutely, man. Well, yo, I appreciate you sliding through, taking the time, man.
Uh-huh.
On tour tonight with YG over there at House of Blues, my
crazy
black tour.
Yeah, man, we put a turn up tonight. Y'all make sure y'all come out, man. Last night was crazy in Dallas, you know, so we put a maximize and make that time, too, out here in H-Town.
Absolutely, man. Well, cool, man. I appreciate you stopping through. One more time, the album they got to look out for. When's it coming out?
Look out. Texifornia, June 2014, this summer. Y'all look out for that. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Road Music, and go get the brand new single La 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 featuring Wiz Khalifa, produced by my homies Playing Skills. Ha!
There it is, the box, man.